Crusade Channel News, news you can trust because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Celeste Youngblood.
Good morning. This is Celeste Youngblood coming to you from the Veritas Radio Network News Bureau with your headlines at this hour on Tuesday, June 20th, 2017. An update in the murder of 17-year-old Nabra Hassanan, and in today's Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, a repentant widow. Australia suspends its air support over Syria amid Russian threats, and Technology Week was kicked off yesterday at the White House. The Associated Press is reporting that Fairfax County, Virginia police are not investigating the murder of 17-year-old Nabra Hassanan as a hate crime. They are instead investigating it as an incident of road rage. Ms. Hassanan had left the Adams Mosque in Sterling in the early morning hours with friends to get some food at McDonald's, and on their way back, one of the males in her group ended up in a dispute with 22-year-old suspect Darren Martinez Torres, a probable illegal immigrant from El Salvador. Torres drove onto the curb, after which time the teens relocated themselves to another area, but Torres caught up to them in his car and emerged with a baseball bat, abducted Hassanan, assaulted her again, and then killed her. Nabra Hassanan's heartbroken father spoke to CNN.
We don't do anything to him. We don't do anything to anybody. We love everybody.
Coming up after the break in Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, we honor Blessed Michelina of Pizarro. You're listening to Crusade News.
Life empowers women. You are invited to the National Pro-Life Women's Conference, which will be held at the Orlando World Center Marriott Resort from June 23rd to 25th. With keynote speakers Abby Johnson, Melissa Oden, and Lacey Buchanan, breakout sessions on a variety of topics and panel discussions, this is a fun, informative, and empowering event that you won't want to miss. Find out more at prolifewomen.com. That's prolifewomen.com.
Blessed Michelina was born in the early 14th century to a noble family and was married to a nobleman at the tender age of 12. They led a shallow, indulgent existence, assuring that there was only one child, a son, born of their union. Michelina's spouse died in the eighth year of their marriage, and she grew close to a holy woman from Syria. Upon the sudden death of her son, Michelina renounced her wealth and retired from society, embracing a life of poverty, penance, and piety as a third-order Franciscan. She cared for lepers on a pilgrimage to the Holy Land and devoted her life to reparation for her failings and negligence in her marriage. Blessed Michelina, pray for us. The BBC reports that Australia has announced a temporary suspension of air support over Syria amid yesterday's Russian threats that any aircraft west of the Euphrates would be considered a potential target. Australia has about 780 troops participating in the U.S.-led coalition. Russia did not specifically say they would shoot down all targets, but did indicate that all aircraft would be tracked by military aircraft and missile systems. In a statement, the Australian Defense Force said they would continue monitoring the situation in Syria and would resume air operations in due course. Their efforts in Iraq will continue. In response to the threats by Russia, United States Captain Jeff Davis told Fox News, quote, "We do not seek conflict with any party in Syria other than ISIS, but we will not hesitate to defend ourselves or our partners if threatened." Jared Kushner, son-in-law to President Donald Trump and one of his closest advisors, kicked off Technology Week at the White House in an attempt to modernize the United States government.
Most services still use paper forms, including 90% of healthcare applications and 86% of claims. Our veterans deserve better, and that's what we are going to deliver.
The Associated Press reports that the heads of multiple technology companies, such as Amazon, Apple, and Google, met at the White House to brainstorm on issues such as modernizing technology infrastructure, cybersecurity, and visas for workers from foreign countries. And lastly, in Celestial Musings, I have a happy update on the relic of St. John Bosco's brain, which had gone missing from the Basilica of John Bosco in Asti, Italy. The relic, thankfully, has been recovered, having been stolen by a 42-year-old seasoned criminal from Turin. He was arrested by police and confessed that his intention had been to sell the reliquary, which he had believed was made of solid gold. Sadly, our suspect would likely be in a much better place had he simply approached the fathers at the basilica, confessed to his hard times, and asked for help. I am, however, thrilled for the Salesians. Send me your news tips at news@veritasradionetwork.com. Stay tuned now for the Mike Church Show. Celeste Youngblood signing off for the Crusade Channel, serving you, serving truth.
You've just heard Crusade Channel News, live on your News, Talk, and Saints leader, the Crusade Channel. And did you know that all newscasts are available as podcasts on CrusadeChannel.com and on our free app available in the Google Play and iTunes stores? Surprised?
If I woke up tomorrow with my head sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be more surprised than I am right now.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted.